Fiber. Eu falo. Ó, vai isso?
They call them bases.
Vai isso, yes.
Now, what would you have as far as utensils to eat with?
Knives and forks. They all were knives and forks. Mom and Daddy brought some from England.
Oh, they did?
And they had on a silver caster. You set it on the table. It'd go around like this, pull it around like that, and it had the mustard, pepper, salt, and whatever you needed. It'd sit right in the middle of the table. It was about this high from the bottom of the table here up. And it had three different parts. It was the same, but each one turned. See, turned it around. Well, you didn't have to get up to get what you needed off of it.
Well, that was the silver. They had the bone handle.
Yeah. And beside the silver, they had the bone handle.
Well, now, what would people call their best dishes, like the ones that they saved, you know, for special occasions? They call them their...
Well, my mother used to say my best dishes, that's all I can remember. My best dishes.
Did they ever call it china?
Well, Mom and Daddy did bring several pieces of china with them from England.
Well, now, of course, after you'd eat, you'd have to, as far as the dishes are concerned, you'd have to
pick them up and put them in a dish pan and heat the water, like I say, in that big old iron tea kettle or in the boiler one.
Now,
and wash them by hand.
By hand, yeah. And now, when you want to get the soap off, you'd have to, in order to get the soap off, you'd have to
rinse the dishes. Yes, we have to rinse them.
And what do you call that? Like the rag that you'd use to wash?
Dish rag.
And how about the what you use for drying them?
Dishcloth.
And what would they have like to wash your face with? You'd have a
towel.
Oh, yeah.
Towel, big towels. We used to buy the material by the yard and make them double, make the towels double, you know, big long this way and then face them together the other end. And we had a, what we call a towel roller, like the, we have them now there in the kitchen for the paper towels.
Oh, yeah.
We had a wooden roller that was bought for that purpose and hung it out at the wash basin, on the back porch. At what we call the water shelf. That's where we kept all our water that we drank and extra water to cook with if we needed
sometimes
it.
Sometimes
it
called the wash with would be wash rag.
Yeah, wash rag. It's wash rag now, yes. And now it's bath cloth or bath rag.
Still a wash rag to me.
Yeah.
Of course, I know in those days that you didn't have running water inside the house.
No,
by
ma'am.
Any means.
You had it.
Well, after people started getting it inside their house when they could just, you know, have it piped in, what did they call the thing on the sink that the water comes out of?
Tap, don't you, Miss Campbell?
Okay.
Or hydrant, not the hydrant,
faucet?
Yeah,
faucet. You mentioned hydrant. Now, well, sometimes they call it, if it was on the outside of a house, they'd call
it
hydrant, and then faucet on the inside. That's the distinction that I make. Some people. Now, what about on a barrel? What, you know, if they were, you can you remember barrels that would have a thing?
Faucet on.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I guess I can. Had a cellar. Our cellar had four of those in it.
Yeah, that's what I was. And what would they call
it? Faucet.
Faucet on that.
Yes, and that four barrels would be full of wine. What do you think about it?
Oh, wow.
That's how come the faucet then?
Of course, that's, you were raised in the Episcopal Church because they were from England, and most everybody, you said Episcopal
Church. Mama furnished that wine for the church
the
time.
I was